Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Look, I don't know about you, Mike, but the first time I had family members hear me on the radio, they were gushing. Oh, my God, we heard you on the radio. And it was so incredible, right? And you're like, yeah, you heard me on the radio. And apparently, Dom, the Dominator, his dad just heard him on the radio for the first time.
Are you serial?
This is the first time he was listening to us on air.
Hey, and, first off, I know your dad. What the hell are you doing? What the heck's wrong with you?
Mike.
What's going on?
Mike, what are you doing?
What's up, guys?
How are you just listening to us for the first time with your son pressing the buttons?
No. This is the first time I've heard him on your show.
That's better.
On the station before.
That's better.
But just a proud daddy moment, man. I've been listening to you guys for years. When he got the gig with you guys, I was super excited. Then when he was telling me he was filling in for a bit on your show, super excited. So this was the first time I heard him with you guys. So I'm just happy. I've been listening to you guys for years. I love you guys. And for him, you know, for him to get on there with you, I'm super excited. Mike, I don't know, you won't remember this, but Thursday night, NFL, Pink Pony, years ago. I came out there. I came out there on a whim. I was like, let me see if I could buy this guy a drink. You ended up buying me a couple drinks. You got me a couple shoe model dances there. Man, I couldn't have had a better time with you. But I love you guys. Hey. And smack the kid around if he gets out of
Mike,
line. You got my
great
permission.
Mike, that's why I always tell your son. I said, I know you, Dad. I don't tell you how I know you, Dad, but I know you, Dad.
Well, you now
and
know.
By the way, I got to tell you, Oren, this your son's effort may light a fire under Oren to get done with his paternity leave, because the Wally Pipp thing is real. Your boy is Lou Gehrig over here, man. He's been killing it.
I love to hear it.
Mike,
I love it.
Mike,
love
thank
it.
You, brother. We appreciate you. Much love, and thank you for listening, as always.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Go ahead and pull it up.
Pink Pony you. Club.
People.
Pink Pony Club.
People really win with Dukes and Bell, Carl, as we say.
Well, here's what's funny about that. As soon as he's like, Mike, because I cannot tell you how many times I heard these stories. And I'm just, you know, sitting around and a guy comes up, Mike Bell, you don't know me. I mean, you might remember me. And it always goes to that night we were at. And it never fails.
Now, it's funny because I had a guy come at me on Twitter the other day, and he goes, you know, this old mic isn't as fun as the new mic. I don't even know what I was talking. I said I was talking about something. I think somebody was brawling in the stands. I said, there's no place for that, you know.
Yeah.
And it had nothing to do. And I was like, come on, it has nothing to do with growing up. But in hindsight, I can honestly tell you, I mean, I shudder to think how much money I spent at strip clubs over the years. No joke, Day-Day, it could be in excess of 25 grand. I mean, between the days of the Gold Club, Magic City, with a certain Georgia Tech player who remained nameless on NBA TV.
Yeah.
But it's just the old days of
I mean, how does that happen at Magic City? I don't know.
The Pony, the Chief. But speaking of Magic, Magic City connection coming up. And I just think about, I dated some of those people. Not a great idea.
Yeah.
Generally not a good idea. Leave it at the door. Don't take them home. It's fun.
You're talking about the dancers.
Yes. It's fun for a while. Yes. That's like when I took my mom.
They're so talented.
When Becky Day-Day met my mom for the first time, and my mom's kind of hard of hearing, and we're in the kitchen in our house in Long Island, and Becky does, she's talking loud. She goes, oh, Michael.
You finally brought home a lady.
Oh, wow.
A real woman with a career, not some crazy cheerleader or stripper. And Becky's like, I can hear that.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks so, for putting
yes,
me on blast.
But in
Mom.
All seriousness, yeah, I mean, eventually you got it. It got cost prohibitive. You know what I mean? It's just too much. You know, not that you and I ever did that. No, never.
Get tired of paying somebody else's bills.
By the way, is your wife listening?
Does she what?
Is your wife listening today? I don't want to get in
trouble. No, I don't think so.
No. Just the time we were at the Spearmint Rhino in Vegas and we ran into my doctor.
It was a bananas. What are you doing here? This is when you know it's bad. What are you doing here?
I ran into my orthopedist and I go, you get into
No. We just didn't run into him. We rolled up. This dude was like Scarface. He had a complete booth of like six women around him, and his chest is out. I mean, this dude's got his shirt unbuttoned, and literally he sees me and Mike, and you ever see somebody you're not supposed to see in you, that face changes? And he's like, oh, crap. And Mike's like, what are you doing here? And I'm dying.
I think I yelled across the room, you getting an adjustment there, Doc? Didn't know you were into chiropractic.
You guys come join me. You come into my booth. Well, certainly we will.
That was the day the lady had the limo. Remember she had the limo?
That was crazy.
We were playing craps, and she's like the marketing director for Spearmint Rhino. She makes the phone call. We come outside of Cosmo. Next thing you know, we got the deluxe ride over to the place. Good times.
We didn't believe her, though.
Yeah. Now you said bull.
Yeah, because she was like, so do you guys want to ride over there? I can arrange that. I was like, whatever, honey.
And then Day-Day,
sure.
There's a huge line to get in, and she took it. It was like the scene in Goodfellas, dude, when Henry Hill takes Karen to the back door of Copacabana. We had actually, we're in the club. Like, yeah. never gone that way.
The people in the line, you know how you're in line, you're waiting to go in, and people are looking at you like, who are these guys? Who the heck are these guys? Excuse me.
It's a good day. See, that's what you do when it rains in Vegas. On a rainy day, you get another option.
Mike, thank you for calling in. We're reminiscing now.
Yes.
Pink Pony Club!
So for you youngsters out there, put a cap. Give yourself a limit on your credit card because, you know, as we all know.
Do you really think it costs you that much?
I honestly, if you think about it. I was in strip clubs almost like at least once a week
for
like 15 years.
Yeah, early in our careers. Yeah. I mean, that is probably true.
And the Gold Club, for those who missed it, was kind of it happened to be a gentleman's establishment, but you would start your night there and end your night there, and the Big Show would be there, and Bischoff, and certain members of the Braves would be. It was a scene.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that night, I always tell the story. Carl's heard it, Day-Day. I'm coming up the stairs, and the DJ goes, hey, we got the guys from Sipping Hot in the house. And Charles Oakley is in there, and he's wearing corduroy overalls with no shirt underneath. And I just yell over to him, Oak Tree! Throw me a crab leg, Joe! And I guess he thought he knew me for a second. He throws a crab leg over to me. And he realizes, I just drew a $25 crab leg to some idiot
dude.
I don't even know.
I don't know this dude.
But yeah, so it's for you kids out there, make better financial decisions than Uncle Mike did.
Yeah. Table dances were a lot cheaper back then, I'll say that.
And it was full service at the Gold Club.
Okay, you know what? It's time to turn the page. Mike, thank you for calling in.
Indeed.
We love the Dominator. Dom's a great man, and we're not going to slap him around. He's doing a great job. If you're just joining us, Hawks did a terrific job last night of not only drafting a guy that has a lot of potential and upside, but more importantly, setting themselves up for the future and making this deal and moving back in the draft to 23 and getting an unprotected 2026 first-round pick from the Pelicans or Bucks. It's going to depend. Right. But, boy, that's big time. Now, second round, Mike, and I'll say this. Somebody asked me, on social media, follow us, Mike Bell, ATL. I might put him up, C. Dukes. Are you going to pay attention to the second round? I don't know.
Because we don't have a pick.
That, and I don't think we're going to. I don't think they're Mike, the idea to go into the second, unless you absolutely know you're about to find a gem, you're getting a Draymond Green,
right.
Okay? There's no reason to say, hey, we need to go get a second-round pick and we don't have one. So, no, I don't think that's going to happen tonight, but we need to pay attention to see how this plays out, and maybe we'll make some more deals for future picks.
Right, before we went and got Porzingis, and then we picked up Ace Newell. Still have Mo Gay on the roster, so we still have. Now we got some size in the front court. I played rugby with a guy named Jack, and he's like, you got to see this Rocco Zakowski. And this is the dude I was telling you earlier in the week. Again, this is one of those. If you want all deep, again, he's only good within 2 feet of the basket, Carl, but he is a rim protector. 7'3", this guy plays in their version of pro basketball, the Brisbane Bullets. But anyway, that's a guy. I'm just curious because I've had a buddy of mine mention him in the second round, so we'll see. But that's the only reason.
You got lost that night. It's just dawning on me that I where did you go?
Don't know. Couldn't tell you. Could have been VIP.
I'm sorry. I'm sitting here going, you're making me reminisce about this.
This is BB, not, by the way. It's before Becky. Yes, so the statute of limitations is clean.
You got lost. I couldn't find you.
That was the lady that looked like Halle Berry that I knew. She used to work at another club.
Never mind. I remember.
She used to work at Club Paradise. Again, I spent way too much time in these places. For you kids out there, it's just not cool.
Where were we? No, I mean, where were we in talking about? What were we talking
Spearmint
about?
Spearmint
Rhino. No. What were we talking about? Hawks?
Yes.
Oh, okay. 404-726-0929. That is the number for you to hit us up. I just
did. Memories.
Yeah. All right. I wonder why you disappeared.
Yeah, too much money. Too much money. I think about it now. You know, real quick, well, you got me on the subject. You do TV on FanDuel, there used to be a thing, it was called Fox Sports South, and I did TV for them at 9 at 10. You know, I would take those paychecks right to the cage in Vegas. Didn't save a dime. Didn't save it. Stupid. I know. I could be retired by now. I worked for those guys for 5 years stealing money. But I lived. I traveled.
That's right.
Went around the world. Oh, had a blast, man.
You got to live.
Yeah.
Man. You got to live.
But I mean, you know, 100,000 part-time job a year put in the bank by now. I don't. Could be live. In Jamaica right now, Carl, kicking it on the beach.
Yeah. But you know what?
For you youngsters out there, listen to what I'm telling you.
Don't do it.
Save some of that money.
Don't do it.
Put it in some treasuries.
It's you know what? It's easy for you to say that now.
No, had fun. I'm like, no regrets. No regrets. Had a friggin' blast.
No doubt about it. All right. I just remembered that. I remember that vividly. Like, where is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Took me to a special place.
I was like, wait a minute, what's going on? These lights are affecting me in here. Okay. Meanwhile, we got to talk about the NFL, man. I know there's a lot of NBA conversation. We're going to get back into that, but we got to get to 4th-and-1. Bucks signed Todd Bowles, the ladies' man, and GM Jason Light to a multi-year contract extension, guys. We say the ladies' man because that's how we understand or at least feel like Todd Bowles sounds.
Not as pronounced as Jerome Boger the NFL, the referee, but close. And it's funny because when you think when Bruce Arians stepped down after they won the Super Bowl, I mean, that last year, it felt like – you know, he was just kind of a placeholder, you know? Mm. If I was honest, I really thought Todd Bowles, you know, 1 year and done. And I got to be honest, he did a hell of a job with his second time as a head coach. Maybe like Dan Quinn is doing in D.C.
No, it's a good point. He does no defense. He still has good personnel there. That's what I think. Like, everybody thought when
he's
Brady...
He's gone through multiple OCs now, too.
True. When Brady left, everybody's like, oh, they're going to be bad. Brady left, the personnel was still in place. His defense is still very good. So... a smart play by the Bucks, and by the way, it gives them some stability. Jason Light's been there forever, it feels like. So the GM and the head coach are in place, Mike. And let's be honest, this is what I think Terry Fontenot will be playing for if we're able to go to the playoffs. Because you start talking about year four, getting in the, you know, before you get into year five of your deal, Mike, he doesn't want to be a lame duck GM. But that's predicated on how we're going to do, and if they, specifically Arthur Blank, decides to extend
it. It just is what it is. They do a decent job. They stay competitive. They win the division every year now. You know, there's life after Brady, to your point.
Yep.
And I'm very impressed with Todd Bowles because, remember, Canales takes the Carolina job. Liam Cohn takes the Jaguars job, right, as head coach, as former OC. And now I got to look it up. It's Josh Grizzard is the new OC, and we'll see how they do there. But, I mean, not many teams can go through that many OCs and, you know, and keep the level of performance there. Baker's doing a good job. They drafted a super athletic wide receiver out of Ohio State that everybody's gushing about. They got a good thing going there. I think Light does a good job.
I do, too. And that is our main competition this season as far as this division's concerned. I'm not going to tell you that it's not Carolina because I do think they're coming. They might split with us this year because I think they're going to be a lot better than they were last year. Saints, I have no fear. Sorry. One other thing, Odell Beckham Jr., Mike, is teasing a potential return to the Giants. Do you think that's potentially going to happen? Odell Beckham Jr. to the Giants?
You know what? The guy was able to win a Super Bowl with the Rams, right? But it's kind of been diminishing returns since at this day. How old is he now? He's 32.
Yeah.
I'm going to say no. I say swing and a miss on that.
I agree. Go ahead and turn it up, Dom. Turn it up. You know this song? This song's hot right now, man. Mm. Matter of fact, I can't get it out of my head, which is why I started singing it, because it reminded me of Pink Pony Club.
It was a great time. It was a different time. We'd play golf Heritage.
Oh, yeah.
Over in Tucker. I get off the air at 10, play golf at 11.
What a routine.
Pink Pony by like 3, go to the Palm. steak and drinks there. Then we go to Buckhead, Lulu's. Wow. What a life. Good times.
Coming up. We're talking Braves. We have a Money Harris issue. We need to discuss it next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, we're going there now. We're going there now, huh?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to make it rain next? Is that what we're going to do?
Amber on the main stage, Tiffany on the show bar. Remember, guys, these ladies are working for tips.
Snitch Chain says, Mike Bell, ATL, put him up, C-Dukes. Gents, he says, look at the numbers. Look at the numbers.
Yeah.
He says, fees, $100 times 52 weeks times 15 years, that's $78,000. And I think the fee is conservative.
Yeah,
talking about the money spent in gentlemen's clubs.
I went low, but I mean, in my head, I was thinking $100,000, but I didn't want to sound like a complete degenerate, especially when I know there's people out there that are struggling. You know, and you sit there and you go, disposable discretionary income. But again, that's for some of those things you had so much fun, but yet you're right. You talked about it earlier off the air. You just don't want to think about it because if you put it in today's terms, when you can see the finish line for retirement ahead, you're like, you idiot.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, just take $100,000 at like 3% and do the math. You know what I mean?
But this was fun.
I mean, this was fun.
Come on.
To be back in VIP and kind of do your own version of Wild Things, first I want you to kiss her. You know, that's exciting stuff.
All right. How did we get down this road? Oh, your dad called in.
Yeah. And last time I hung out with Dom's dad, we spent like 4 hours together at the pony.
Yeah, that's what this was.
And then and he bankrolled that into a great job for his son here at the radio station.
I love the fact that he brought that up. All right, Mike, thanks again. I'm talking about Mike Dominator's dad. Hey, man, do we have an issue? Look, I know you guys think that when we go down this road and we start to examine players and their performance, that you think Dukes and Bell are running people out of town. We're not. But I do think that the Braves have to seriously consider, Mike, sitting down Michael Harris and giving him a break and giving him something so that he can figure this out. Guys, he's hitting .217. He went 0-for-4 last night. And again, last night is not the night where you look at anything and say, oh, because we didn't hit last night or we didn't score enough runs. But this has kind of been the consistent. He's getting on base every now and then. His on base, his OPS is 500. It's one of the lowest of any outfielders in the major leagues.
Right now, Carl, it's at 457.
After last night.
After last night.
0
and
for
he's
4.
Batting 159 for the month of June. This is your everyday center fielder.
So we have a Money Harris issue? Do we have a Michael Harris issue? And here's the deal. We love the kid. We know he's from here. He's been on our show. Has nothing to do with he's not getting the job done right now. And we are trying to find a way to get back in this race. We're trying to find a way to get back into this wild card so we can be a game and a half out, Mike, or two games. And you go, all right, we got, you know, from July until the end of September, so many things can happen. I feel good about that. But every time we take a step forward, we're taking two steps back. This is hurting us. The problem is, Mike, he's so damn good defensively.
Right. But, I mean, you can't even get the wins above replacement to get where you need it. To be for the stat geeks out there, to be acceptable when you can't hit. I mean, when you are 13 for 82 on the month, and as we know, guys, he just doesn't draw walks. I mean, it's impossible. I mean, to have 6 walks in 2 months, it defies the law of averages. I mean, I know there's the classic free swinger. You know, the guy's going to get up there and he's looking to rip. But I mean, this gets back to, you know, the approach. How they're doing the job. He's got 10 walks in the entire 300 at-bats, 10 walks. And that's why when Acuna was out, he's just not a good fit on the top of the order because you can't use him as a leadoff man. You're trying to be the table setter. So, and as you said earlier, there's some Braves fans that they get so – I mean, this goes across the board. Falcons fans, Hawks fans, guys get so in their bag. Guys, Carl just laid it out. We love the kid. He's a great young man, local player. You know the history. But he's just really struggling. To the point where the organization may have to say, I've got to give you a mental health break or something.
We can't ignore this.
It's just
anymore.
You can't. You cannot put your head in the sand on this.
And here's the crazy thing. If this was one of our bigger RBI producers, and it has been, Olsen struggled. We've done the same thing with him. We've analyzed the numbers. We've said, hey, this can't continue. We did it with Austin Riley. The problem is many of you don't look at Harris as one of those guys and you're saying, all right, well, we don't expect him to produce 100-plus RBI every year just as long as he plays great defense. He's hurting us in the lineup. His last 9 games, he's hitting 133. He hasn't been walked, to Mike's point, since May 18th. Do you guys know the date? Do you realize where we're at in the calendar? He hadn't walked since May 18th? This is a Money Harris issue. And I'm not sure how they're going to fix it or if they're even going to address it. Because, Mike, when AA came on the show the Friday that I was out, last Friday, and addressed this with you guys, and you said we talked about it afterwards because you said, hey, Alex talked about Michael Money Harris for like 5 minutes. But he never said in those 5 minutes that they were thinking about sitting him down, resting him, letting him think about some things, working through some things. It was all, he will work through this while he plays.
There's just no really great options out there. I mean, I guess, you know, hypothetically, you know, you could, I mean, who you're going to put Eli White in center? I mean, Ronald really can't cover that ground now. You don't expect him to do that because coming off the knee injury. I mean, that's the thing. If Verdugo's in left and White's in center, I mean, that's pretty ugly, man. That's not great. You know, and we can still debate why Eli White was sat in the first place for Verdugo and then he lost his mojo and he hasn't been the same batter.
No, he hasn't.
So that goes back to Snicker. We were talking about that earlier. So, yeah, I mean, De La Cruz is batting 191. You don't have any options.
No, but Mike, it's just official, man. Like, we can continue to ignore this. We continue to look past it. And I'm not talking about Mike and I. I'm saying Braves country. We as fans go, oh, well, you know what? We're back in it. Looks like they're winning. We're fine. This is still a fundamental issue. Right now, 7, 8, 9, black hole.
Right.
And you can't move him any further out of this lineup unless you sit him.
No, as we said, you know, the defense, you know, the old days, if you go back, like when I was a kid, Carl, no, there was always teams that could bash, and they'd always have like the shortstop batting 210, you know, like Mark Belanger for the Orioles or Bud Harrelson or whoever your guy was, you know. You, as we said, you could have Rafael Belliard when the rest of the team is raking. You know, when you're the Braves. Rafi's my old next-door neighbor, by the way, in Brookhaven. Good morning, Rafi.
See?
Anyway, but it's just, you go back and you look at the lineup, and that's the problem. You've got 234 for Allen. Allen had a good couple of at-bats the other day. You know, Drake is cooled off a little bit. I still believe in Drake Baldwin. Murphy's batting 222. I mean, Albies has had some of the worst at-bats in the last five. And they're just brutal. That's when he had the sack fly the other day. It was kind of like a minor miracle. Struggling, man.
What do you do, Braves fans? What do you do if you're Brian Snicker? Because if this was anybody else, you'd be saying, specifically RBI producers, he's got to sit a little while. They got to sit him. There's no way he can continue to run him out there. 133 over your last nine games? Guys, I feel like I could do that. And I don't hit major league pitching. I couldn't hit a pitch to save my life. Like, it feels like these at-bats are just useless right now. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. And by the way, here's the irony to all this, Mike, and this ties into tonight. First of all, if you lose tonight, it's a split with the Mets. Okay, we really didn't gain anything. You got to win this series by winning tonight, okay? We've won the first two games. We lose last night. We play tonight. Griffin Cannon, who Mike has talked about at nauseam for the last 3 months as to why the Braves have given up on him, why didn't we keep him? He's 7-3 with a 3.9 ERA. He's starting for the Mets tonight against us. Let's see what he does against this lineup. Because that was a guy that we could have had in our rotation, and they made the decision to move on.
And it's strange because, and this is one, now again, we covered a lot of stuff with Alex Anthopoulos. So, I mean, believe me, Griffin Cannon was like number 10 on the list of things to discuss. But it's just one of those deals. A general manager who's always looking for value, because whether he'll admit that it's coming from the guys who signed his checks or his philosophy is just not to get caught up spending big money on pitchers. Here's a guy that you traded. You got Soler off the books to the Angels for. The Angels sent Griffin Canning to the Braves. He's on our roster, and we just release him. We get rid of him. And this dude has found it. 7-3 with an ERA of 3.91, and has been kind of one of the nice stories for the Mets with all the injuries and things they've had to deal with their pitching and bullpen. So it's one that kind of slipped through the cracks on a guy who will roll the dice with any pitcher, as we've seen the last 5 years.
We got a Harris problem, man. 404-726-0929. You guys can let us know what you think. And look, I'd love to tell you this is not going to look this way in August. But the way this is going, I don't know. For me right now, he looks like a player who has, ironically, a lot of swag, but he's not playing with it. And he's not playing with a lot of confidence at the plate. For a guy who has all the swag and the headbands and the walkout music, and we've talked to him about all this stuff, he's not playing like that. And I don't know why. Especially at the plate. Defensively, it's a gym every night. It really is. What he did last night, it was great. But I think, Mike, that is why they're reluctant to pull him, is because they go, it hurts us not only him getting back to what he needs to be, but it hurts us defensively.
Here's a funny one. I looked it up just for blanks and giggles, an article about Tim Hyers, who replaced Kevin Seitzer.
Okay.
Seitzer, of course, the architect of a pretty good 2023 squad. Last year, they struggled. It says, Tim Hyers brings a fresh approach to Braves hitting. Well, it ain't working, okay? And I know Tim is a local guy, born and raised. Sorry. I mean, whatever you're trying, Tim, it ain't working. And if you're trying to get Money Harris to go deep in the count, that's not getting through his head. So, I mean, I know that we joke around about, hey, I think they fired a third base coach. We saw, was it Helsley, Bam Bam Mullins got fired from the Rockies like a month into the season?
It's like six games.
I don't ask for someone to get fired unless you're not doing the job. Well, here's a hitting coach who's clearly not getting through to some of his charges. Austin Riley's not living up to expectations right now either, if we're honest. You know, he's the least of our worries based on some of the other things we talked about. Ozzie is doing some awful things at the plate. You know, it's just, guys, there's no one else to ask this for. The hitting coach, because you can't blame Snicker for this. What is your approach? How do you get Money Harris? How do you get Ozzie out of this funk? How do you help them?
This just in. It has nothing to do with our Braves, as we were talking about this, and we will continue that conversation, but now it makes total sense. NFL is suspending former Ravens kicker Justin Tucker for the first 10 weeks of the upcoming season for violating the league's personal conduct policy.
There you go.
Remember the Ravens said, it was a tough decision. I mean, it was hard to let him go. Not if you knew this was coming. So the Ravens let him go. They signed a new kicker. And, Mike, we said this. Justin Tucker, obviously the league knows more about what was going on with these massage parlors and all this stuff. He has been suspended for the first 10 weeks of the upcoming season.
A lot of female reporters, and I understand, you know, and some male reporters and columnists felt that the Ravens should have just had a one-line, you know, hey, we released, you know, Justin Tucker, as opposed to what they said, hey, this guy was a big part of our success. He's one of the great kickers in NFL history. But, you know, he still hadn't been at that point charged and, you know, convicted of anything.
No,
so
he hasn't.
I still don't have a problem. You want to get into the semantics of what a press release releasing a kicker is supposed to read when there's a scandal hanging over his head? I think you got too much free freaking time on your hands.
Off the field allegations related to alleged sexual misconduct. Obviously, the league has the right to do this because apparently he has violated the league's personal conduct policy. All right, more on that as we move along. We're coming back. Yeah, man, no man's neck.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
To our filth, Florent, filth, Carl, and discussing gentlemen's clubs, we need to bring this show back to some true family values with a family man in Day Day.
He is a family man. He has family values.
I don't think he's ever been in one of those places we talked about earlier.
That's a lie. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, we're going to talk to Rod Beard. He is the editor for the AJC. I also covered the NBA in Detroit, guys, before we got to the AJC, our first time getting a chance to talk with him. But very good sports knowledge guy, and certainly NBA, and covered it for a long time. But we'll get his thoughts on what happened last night with our Hawks and much more. So looking forward to talking to Rod Beard here coming up in the 4 o'clock hour.
Speaking of, we didn't mention the daily download because it's kind of unfortunately slipping out of mind and soon out of sight, is another loss for Atlanta United.
I'm sorry?
Atlanta United.
Season's over.
3-1 to Columbus. They struggle historically with Columbus. But, yeah, it's just – there's an article today, speaking of the AJC, from Doug Roberson, basically saying that this Miguel Almiron, it's like Tom Wolfe wrote years ago, yes, Carl, you cannot go home again because Miggy's been horrible. And I don't know anybody that loved Miggy, but it ain't been the same, not even close. Don't fit.
Well, look, I'm just never a fan of trying to go back to things that happened in this city that we all felt good about, and then it's one moment in time.
Right.
It's one moment in time.
And I guess we just all, you know, we talk about the way players right now are having a hard time convincing people that maybe it's time to sit Money Harris. People are too close to it. But I never envisioned Miggy being this inconsequential this time around. And he's getting paid good money.
Neither did I, Mike. I didn't know what we were getting back. But yeah. I'm always leery when you do things like this and you go, well, bring him back. It's never the same. It's just not.
Right.
And he's not the only reason, by the way, this team's losing. He is one reason, but he's not the only reason. This team has been a complete disaster, and I'm not sure who to blame. And let me mention this real quick, Day-Day, before while Mike brought this up. I don't know if you guys realize this, but in the second half, Ronnie Dalia didn't even coach in this match. He allowed the assistants to coach, Am I incorrect on this, Dominator? Am I incorrect on this?
Yeah, so basically that's kind of what happened. It seemed like Ronnie was just sitting for the most of the second half. I mean, and I don't blame him. It just, I don't really know what answers you have with this squad at this point.
I don't think he has any.
And I feel like that's what it was. Let somebody else yell at these guys.
That, though, is a problem. Like, when that happens, that's a huge indicator. Like, I've done everything I can do, right? And now I just need to sit and let you guys figure it out. Either way, I think, you know, look, the 4, 5, and 10, third from last in the standings. They got a lot of things to try to figure out right now with Atlanta United. All right, man, we got to get to Yeah Man, No Man.
All righty, guys. Happy Thursday to you, post-NBA day one draft, however you want to say that. Right. All right, and obviously a lot of good reactions from you all, especially in regards to what the Hawks have done. So that conversation continues with the guys. But, yeah, let's get into a little Yeah Man, No Man. You guys talked about some NFL right before the break. Ironically, talking about the Ravens, who used to be in Cleveland, so we're going to Cleveland. The Browns, they apparently got the green light to build a new indoor stadium in suburban Brook Park, which is near their training facility and about 15 minutes away from where they currently play. And it just got me to thinking, you know, obviously teams that, you know, go for the new stadiums, they usually are doing so in hopes of also one day maybe landing a Super Bowl. Yeah, man, no man. Super Bowl in Ohio would be a great experience and good for the NFL.
It's got a roof?
Yeah, this is going to be an indoor facility.
Yeah. Yeah, they should have done that in Buffalo. I mean, that's, you know, Buffalo will get a draft party, but they'll never get a Super Bowl. But, yeah, I mean, remember the big bugaboo in the 2014 Super Bowl? Everyone was worried about funky weather for the Broncos and the Seahawks, and it worked out pretty well. Temperatures were actually pretty mild back then. Yeah, I mean, other than the media complaining about getting snowed in, if that was the weather, yeah, it'd be great. Good, and good for Cleveland.
Yeah. I think all of these, Chicago's going to do this, right?
That Chicago stadium build out looks insane.
This is the way. If you're a Mandalorian fan,
yeah, this is the way.
This is the way. Because you use the stadium for so many other things. Mm-hmm. Arthur Blank is making his money not during the football season. I know everybody believes that. It's the 300 other events during the year that are at Mercedes-Benz. And so when you talk about outdoor stadium, Taylor Swift's not playing outdoors. Mm-hmm. Not like that in December. Right. Like, I think you have to think about what's best for the community. And so, yeah, I think this is a smart play by Cleveland, but we're seeing other teams who are, I think, by the way, Nashville, the Titans are getting a new stadium, right? You got to think about all these other things that potentially are going to come to your city because of the new stadium and how it attracts these events. So, yeah, it's a smart play by Cleveland.
Yeah, and ironically, I believe if I remember reading correctly, I think the Broncos are now looking into building a new stadium that would be indoor. And, yeah, there's a little mixed emotions from the people in Denver on that. Because,
well, I get it, because there is a home field
advantage. That's the heritage.
So this is outdoor stadium.
And that's what Buffalo, you know, Buffalo, they want to wear it. Like, that's their badge of, you know, courage or honor.
Right.
To have, you know, we're at, Carl, everyone gets out there on Saturday from after, you know, whatever youth sports or before church on Sunday, and they shovel all the snow.
Yeah.
So people can go watch the game. You know, that's their thing. You know, I just God bless you.
Yeah.
Not for me.
You want me to come visit a cold city like that for a Super Bowl? Right. Yeah, it better be indoors. All right, moving on. We've been talking again about the NBA draft, and we had a fun conversation, Dom and myself in the bullpen. Carl, you kind of caught the tail end of it. But, you know, Adam Silver recently talked about the fact that they may go to this, you know, what is it, Team World against, you know, Team USA for the NBA All-Star Game. And we kind of were saying, you know what, jokingly, that Team World probably, if you looked at what's going on with the large amount of international players being drafted, Team World really probably would kick Team USA's butt. Yeah, man, no man, Team World would dominate in that All-Star Game.
Luka, Joker, SGA. Who else?
Giannis.
Giannis. Forgot about Giannis. Because
the guard in Denver, Jamal Murray.
Right. That's a good starting It's a good starting point. You know, Gobert off the bench. Embiid is now naturalized U.S., though.
Does he play for a world team?
America.
He's
very new year.
He's originally from Cameroon. I'm just saying. Like,
I say very new year.
Look, I think that Team World would dominate this game. Mm-hmm. If you asked me this 6, 7 years ago, LeBron in his prime, right. Curry.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I would feel different.
Right.
But those guys are on the way out. Durant in his prime. Like, I'd feel different.
Right.
Right.
Not right now. Not right now. Not with these stars that are leading the way.
And we are the world. We are the children.
They got everything. They got shooting. They got bigs. They got defense. Like, they're lacking nothing if you were to put that team together. Right. And you're going to say, all right, well, yeah, but we got some players. We do.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know if we'd have enough.
Yeah.
And by the way, wouldn't that be fun?
Yes. It would be. Look, the NHL showed them the way. And the NHL, quite honestly, they never really get anything right. They lucked out with this deal. And it was unbelievable and epic. And luckily, the injuries came back where guys were able to then perform because Tkachuk, Marshall, all guys who got banged up were still able to go and win a Stanley Cup. So, yeah, this is cool. I think it's better than what they were doing last year. That whole system, Carl, with multiple teams, that was awful.
Ooh.
Yeah, and Dom and I were talking about if they were to bring this in next year, you'd be missing, what, three major players? Jason Tatum.
Yes.
Halliburton.
Yes.
Right, because of injuries.
And Dame, if he was, you know, those are three guys right there alone that wouldn't even be able to participate because of their injuries. So, all right, moving on. Last one. Let's have some fun with this one. Over the years, you know, we're the elders, I guess you could say, of this quartet. Dom is kind of young. But over the years, we've grown to love so many entertainment couples, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ricky and Lucy, Norm Nixon and Debbie Allen.
Okay.
Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell, Sonny and Cher. The list goes on and on and on.
Now for John Fricke, I would go with George Burns and Gracie Allen.
You were at the wedding.
Very, very underrated comedian.
All right. So recently, you know, Beyonce is on her Cowboy Carter tour, and she's on the international leg of this tour, and she was joined by Jay-Z. Her husband, it looks like it was they closed out in Paris Sunday night, right?
Unconfirmed reports that Jay-Z is going to be a halftime show for Super Bowl, but I haven't seen rumors about it, but I haven't seen anything. They've given any confirmation.
Well, I mean, wouldn't be surprised. He has his hand in that anyway when it comes to putting it together. Yeah. But this is the first time he popped out on the tour while they were international, but it just got me to thinking, like, man, this has been they're a powerful little couple there. You know, yeah, man, no man, Jay-Z, Beyonce, they kind of are up there in the echelon on this list of, like I said, you know, big-time entertainment couples that we've grown to love over the years.
Yeah, look, there's no doubt. I mean, like, for the last decade, even though they've been together a lot longer than that, they were dating way back when nobody knew. Yeah, absolutely, they're on the top of the list, and ironically, you bring up Paris. I think former Falcon Grady Jarrett was at that concert.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
As some pictures were posted. But that couple, along with maybe Mike, and you mentioned this. Look, you mentioned, I think it was Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell.
Mm-hmm.
They've been together forever, too.
Forever. Right. Never got married.
They never married.
Happy.
Yeah.
So it's interesting because you think, you know, a lot of these Hollywood couples and power couples, they just don't stay together. But there's no doubt for me, as far as that's concerned, because listen, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are not, the length of time hasn't been there for them, even though they're considered to be a power couple.
Right.
And we don't know if they're going to get married or not. I don't know where that goes, but yeah, I would say they are number one.
And then, you know, that for music, certainly, slam dunk. Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds.
Yes.
Printing Money.
Yes.
Production company. And the other couple is Emily Blunt and John Krasinski.
Krasinski
actors from The Office doing
and producers
a Quiet Place.
Mm-hmm.
The Jack Ryan. They're in everything. I mean, they're in like multi, you know, $100 million properties almost every time they're in a movie.
Man, all these couples, they're like, their kids are just straight.
Well,
like,
Blue Ivy is in the show for Beyonce.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they're grooming her to be a performer, but you know what that, I mean, you're around it. You fall into it sometimes, right? I mean, but yeah, I totally agree with you on that. But the Krasinskis, you're right about that, Mike. They are, they're crushing it.
Yeah, they really are. All right, that's it, guys. Let's have a little fun on a Thursday. Yeah. That's how we close out. Yeah, man, no man.
Right
Thank
on.
You.
Yeah, a couple of guys who said, what about Will and Jada? Yeah, they're kind of in the cuckoo category right now. They're off on the sideline.
No, but they were.
I mean, they're multi-million.
Jada hasn't had, she hasn't been act like, she hasn't made any real projects for a while, right?
Yeah, what's up with the kid? What's up with the son?
What about him?
The son and the daughter. Well, the daughter actually put out an album.
Look, it's a free country. Mike, just do anything you want.
Mike, everybody has messed up kids. It's okay.
Yes.
It's okay.
Yes. I mean,
we can't look at Will and Jada differently because they got messed up kids. Everybody got messed up kids.
No, I mean, it's just of all the Kardashians and all the other people, and of the most punchable face, I think it would be Will Smith's kid. Just the way he's always mugging. It's just,
He told a story about Willow because Willow had a hit, right?
Yeah.
I let my hair hang and all that, whatever it was.
Right.
She didn't want to do it, Mike. So she cut her hair in the middle of a tour.
Right.
And mm-hmm. Will was like, okay, maybe I'm pushing you a little bit too much on this.
Yeah. Right.
You got to let kids be kids, man. Yeah. You got to let them do what they want to do.
It's the unreality of the, you know, that losing your childhood in some cases. So, okay, you know, it's.
But I hear what you said. But right. I'm not screwed up about Will and Jada's kids, because everybody's got messed up kids.
Right. And real quick too, I meant
Tom Hanks has got a screwed up kid. Yeah. One of his kids.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Ozzie Davis and Ruby Dee.
Ooh, hey, that's a good one.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
I forgot to mention.
People on the text line mentioning somebody's like housewives. I'm like, come on, y'all, stop.
Yeah, we're talking. First off, we're talking talent, and we're talking power. Okay,
come on.
We're talking a specific power, and it's a skill set. Their act. Emily Blunt is a great actress or actress. You don't say actress anymore. Krasinski. I mean, they've carved out a niche for themselves.
He was my favorite character on The Office.
Right.
I loved him on The Office, man. Right. All right, we're coming back. Good job, Day Day. Last night, the Hawks did something special. They are moving in the right direction. We will talk more about that with Rod Beard from the AJC coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. Stay there.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.